Hi, everybody. Time for your two-minute drill here from Browns Training Camp, presented by University Hospitals. Jim Donovan, happy to have Pat McManaman from ESPN.com joining us. Okay, here we go. A second day in pads, but I want to take a look at the running back position. And because of injuries, Duke Johnson's got a little bit of a strain. Terrence West is out. Glenn Winston hasn't been able to get in yet. It benefits a guy like Sean Drone, who gets a lot of reps, and he's making the best of them.
Yeah, he looked pretty good out there today. He ran with the ball pretty well. He moved well. He caught the ball well. That's the kind of thing he has to do. He has to take advantage when he has an opportunity. The flip side to me is that I think it's really concerning when you hear about a hamstring for a rookie like Duke Johnson, who depends on quickness. We've seen those things linger on and on and on. That's a little bit of a concern.
The other part of that equation is this, and I've always felt this. I'll roll it by you. And I think that a rookie, when you lose time early in training camp, you never get it back. Now, I'm not saying that Duke Johnson won't benefit from when he gets on the practice field, but when you lose time, it's tough.
Yeah, and we've seen it with holdouts. We've seen it with injuries. We've seen it with all kinds of things. It just never seems like they ever are able to catch up.
Let's talk about the fullback position. Malcolm Johnson, who is a tight end at Mississippi State, suddenly wearing number 44, is in the Browns' backfield. He seems to be the guy in an offense that definitely wants to have a fullback.
And he can get down the field and catch the ball. I mean, he cuts a couple balls down the seam. He has good hands. This offense does not go for a traditional kind of blocking fullback, a bulldozer. They want an H-back, a guy who can get out and run a little bit, make catches, and then run after the catch. He seems so far early to fit the bill.
All of a sudden, I'm going to hand the good guy award to the quarterback, Josh McCown. He really is a good guy. He roots for everybody on the field, the other quarterbacks, a wide receiver, even a defensive back if he makes a great play on him. Now, if it's sincere, it really works, and I think in his case, it is.
That's the kind of guy he is, and that's what he was advertised when he came in, when he signed. He's almost – someone who knew him used the word transformational to me, which is a little bit over the top. But at the same time, he's a tremendous human being, great guy to have on a team. If he can play, all the better.
Yeah, team, team, team. That's the motto for him, and he's done very, very well so far. Off day coming up for the Browns tomorrow. That's our two-minute drill for today. Thanks to Pat McManaman. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks to you for joining us on ClevelandBrowns.com.